Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, I love the reptile world. And one of the reasons I love the reptile world is because of our next guest who's in studio with me. And it's always great to have you here, my friend, Dan Maleri from DM Exotics. Dan, welcome in.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, so we released the trailer, the teaser, if you will, of your Thailand trip. And I know we've kind of teased it on the radio show before, but now that we've done it, it's up. I wanted to kind of have you back in and dive a little bit more into it because I love this whole project. I mean, it's so much fun. I've been fortunate to see most of the footage. When you guys were putting together the trip, did you know that you would get this? Is it just one of those where you go, you know what? I know we're going to experience these types of things, or did you have to search it out?
You know, I really had no idea. Every trip is kind of a crapshoot. You just don't know what you're going to get, whether the weather will cooperate with you, lots of different factors involved. We had our goals in mind. We put ourselves in places where we had the best chances of coming across this stuff, and we just nailed it. We were just blessed with good luck, good weather the entire time. We worked our tails off getting out there and looking for the stuff, Grant, you know, of course, but it paid off in the end, and we captured things on video that just blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I had chills when I was reviewing every night some of the video. It just blew my mind.
In looking at the trailer, one of the most majestic things is just seeing you out there on the water, paddling, and just, I mean, it is such a beautiful place to visit. Right off the bat, it's a winner for that, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are the types of memories that will live forever in my mind. It's so surreal. Like I said, the weather cooperated, and it's just so, there's some of those places are just so beautiful. You just never want to go home.
Now, what's the biggest challenge when you're setting out? Because you are really going deep. So you're not just staying in the city and going an hour or 2 hours. You're actually going out and you're out there sometimes with no power, no, you know, common things that most of us take for granted.
Usually we do have access to electricity here and there in limited amounts, and we can deal with that, and we're used to dealing with that. I think the weather is the main factor, and it's rain and humidity that affects a lot of the electronics, does the most damage. So we have to make sure that whenever we set out that, you know, we have our rain gear and we have waterproof bags and waterproof backpacks. And a lot of times, you know, all of a sudden the showers turn on and you got to duck all your equipment and put it away before the damage gets done. And, you know, there's humidity and there's heat, and we have to make sure that we're looking out for our own safety, drinking plenty of water, having food. Because we do some hikes and treks out into the nether regions that there is no food out there, and you probably don't want to be drinking the water that you come across. So, yeah, it's just a lot of preparation involved, and make sure you have a good guide, or at least a good idea of what direction you're going and what direction it's going to take to get back home safely at the end of the day.
Now, we saw you in a cave with a bunch of different critters, if you will. When you're going in there, what's your mindset?
I'm like a little kid. I just kind of get lost in the idea of what, you know, I'm excited and I'm curious what I'm going to see. But, you know, caves can be kind of scary. There's large mammals. There's a bear that resides in the jungle, and you know, big venomous snakes go into caves for shelter, and sometimes there's people that go into caves for shelter. You just have no idea what you're going to run across. So you have to, it's a little scary, but like I said, I just get excited and just see what's around the next corner.
So everything we saw there, we saw a lot of different insects, a lot of reptiles. Is there one that you just, when you close your eyes and think about the trip, that just pops into your mind where you're like, I'm just never going to forget that one?
Yeah, it's going to be the big snake that I was able to wrangle out of this tree. It was a species of snake that I have dealt with and worked with in captivity, but I had never seen one in the wild. Somehow, I don't know how we got this snake to come down out of the tree and within my reach. It was big and fast, and that was awesome for me. That was like a lifer for me. I couldn't believe that I.
It is pretty cool. I gotta say, folks, he catches it out of the tree. It's just amazing. It's so much fun. Now, when you're doing that, I mean, all around you is so much variety of life. What is it that grabs your eye? Because you've seen a lot of this, but then again, it's still exciting to you.
Yeah, well, I've traveled quite a bit. So obviously for me, the things that are going to really catch my eye are the things that I haven't seen before. But when I'm filming and, you know, and I have these goals in mind, I have to realize that my audience probably has never seen a lot of things that I'm used to seeing when I'm out there. So I have to get those things, you know, documented on video and that. But you'll know when I find something that is really exciting for me, because you're going to see me get really excited about it. Right. And it's going to be pretty obvious that this is something rare and very hard to find and come across. So those are the things that are catching my eye. But there's lots of colors. A lot of things are cryptic, very hard to see. So, you know, you may be looking for movement or motion. There's a lot. I'm sure I'm walking right by a lot of stuff too that I'm not seeing, because you know, the jungles, it's a crazy place. You know, right. There's a lot of evolution and a lot of animals. They just specialize in sitting out in the open and not being seen. So just a lot of it's just luck, you know, right. An experienced eye and just being lucky.
That's so cool. Now, as you're thinking back, was there anything that you thought you'd get to see that you didn't?
Yeah, I was hoping to get some reticulated pythons on video, because I've seen them before and I've documented them on video on previous trips. And right where we got to the spot where it was almost a guarantee, no-brainer, that we're going to get reticulated pythons, I saw two up in a tree, and they're small, and they're always over water in a tree, and as soon as, you know, you start to agitate them, they just free fall into the water and they're gone. And you know, sometimes you can catch them in the air as they're coming down and sometimes you can't. And it was raining on that particular day. I had rain coming into my eyes because I'm looking straight up towards the sky, and you know, I could make excuses for it all day, but I missed out on two. And then the rain shut us down and that was the end of it. And I didn't have a chance to go back, but we're going to do it again. And we're going to document some reticulated pythons for you guys.
Very cool. Now, you've dealt with some of these species in captivity. How special is it to see them out in their natural environment?
I mean, it's special just the fact that you're seeing them in their natural environment. But for me, as somebody that keeps those animals in captivity, it really opens up my mind to various factors and things to provide those animals in captivity. Like, for example, you'll see reticulated pythons in a cage with no height and no branches. It's just, you know, everybody thinks that it's just a terrestrial animal that doesn't go off the ground. And every single reticulated python that I've ever seen in the wild, be it in a cave or outside in the jungle, has been off the ground. In, sure. You know, in trees or way up off the ground inside of a cave, you know, hunting bats and that. I've really never come across any on the ground. So it helps me provide correct husbandry and care and caging for the animals that I keep at home. And it also makes me appreciate them more. They're not just something in a cage. They actually come from somewhere. You know, I mean, it's an animal. And so it makes me respect those animals more. Now, when I look at something in a cage, I think, wow, you know what? Those come from the wild somewhere. It's not just some human, you know, manufactured thing for pet trade. It's actually sure. Wildlife, you know? So yeah, it's cool to see that stuff in the wild for sure.
He's Dan Maleri from DM Exotics. And if you haven't seen our trailer for this upcoming web series and documentary, you've got to do it. Go to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/petworldinsider. Search for Thailand. You'll see it there. It is phenomenal, folks. And we kick it all off coming up here in July with regular episodes. So again, visit youtube.com/petworldinsider. Make sure you subscribe. You'll see our weekly updates as well as anything else we have going on. Really appreciate you joining us, Dan.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.